time is 10 p.m. It's Thursday, October 11th. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Thank you for joining me for what? Hopefully we're in the high single digits tonight. You can, of course, visit us online at WJRH.org if you're not there already. And thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I have been suffering the DJ equivalent of writer's block. I have been discovering very much new music as of late. I've reached out to my sources. I'm going to spend a part of this weekend trying to get back on track, bringing you the freshest and the newest tracks. Of course, well, Phony People made the decision to release their new album 8 days in advance on NPR, but not on Spotify yet, so I haven't gotten the chance to sit down and listen to the whole thing yet. I got little bits and pieces, and wow, does it sound fantastic, so I'm very excited about that. So hopefully next week we'll have a listen of that. In addition, maybe we'll have a track or two tonight. We'll see what goes on, but we want to start off with a track from Black Party, the artist from the 2016 album Mango. I should point out, very important, that Black Party is has an interesting capitalization pattern. Stay with me, very exciting stuff. It's lowercase b, capital L, capital A, lowercase c, lowercase k, lowercase p, capital A, capital R, lowercase t, lowercase y. Why is that the case? I'm looking up all the song plays, but I won't have a lot of time because despite all the seconds of this song being good ones, there's only 76 of them. So enjoy this minute and 16 of Summer Love from Black Party. Short and sweet from Black Party. Alright, I've done the research. I figured it out. So the LA is, the L and the A are capitalized in black because he now lives in Los Angeles, but the AR in Party is capitalized because he used to live in Arkansas. There we go. Incredible, incredible stuff. Now, he's kind of got a little bit of traction on the social media circuit when he got a rare cosign from Donald Glover, who's notoriously iffy with social media, you know, not very frequently on it, but I think this is back when he was a little more back in 2016. So yeah, you got the cosign from Gambino. That's not, what more can you ask for? Now, moving on to probably a very different type of music. We have the Universal Togetherness Band, which, and their self-titled debut from 2015, despite the tracks, I believe, being recorded sometime during, between 1979 and 1982. They made these tracks such a long time ago, but never got the chance to like truly record them and release them, but Some students at the university at Columbia College in Chicago discovered them, helped remaster the tracks, and released them to create their final their debut 33 years later, their self-titled debut, Universal Togetherness Band. So let's give a listen to one of their first tracks ever released, My Sentiment. Enjoy. My Sentiment from the Universal Togetherness Band. You'll have to excuse me. I made a quick or minor mistake in describing them. They It wasn't college students who found them. It was members of the Numero group. I don't know, some archivists who noticed them on a guest spot on a TV show and reached out and remastered all their tracks. They and the group itself went on a what is described as a, quote, 5-semester recording bender and recorded, oh, it seems like quite a bit of music. They're there, so yeah, you can look at their music on Spotify. Somehow made it through to be able to listen, be able to be listenable today. Wow. We're going to move on to this very recently. I think, I don't know when this one came out, but we have a cover from Drom of Outkast. it's a 2-minute, just a little over 2 minutes as well. It's just another short track. It's called Prototype. It's a cover of the Outkast song Prototype from the 2004 Grammy Album of the Year. Speaker box, The Love Below. I hope you enjoy it. It's a good one. Drom, that's right, not Dram, Drom. I can't say what it stands for on college radio, but look it up. Anyway, because it's Drom is an acronym. In any case, a cover of Outkast's Prototype that thefader.com describes as downright heartbreaking. I think I agree. He did it in a stripped down session. On a, I don't know what exactly it looks, what exactly it is, but anyway. So from that, we're going to move to Baby Be Mine from this kind of unpopular Michael Jackson album, Thriller. I am really trying hard tonight. Let's give it a Baby Be Mine a little listen.